tweet of the week.
Yes, keep the cats away from the birds. Yes, we kept our producer busy with a flood of answers to the 4-in-1 multi-state Easter bumper backyard challenge. Even if you don't know much about birds, you would have noticed that our callers are all representatives of Australia's family of crows and ravens. They're all corvids, if you want to use the scientific term, not covids, corvids. The family spread right across the country, and sometimes it's hard to pick each member apart. However, the calls are distinct, as we heard, once you know them. And conveniently, each of our capital cities is dominated by one, well, just one of the four members of that family. So let's go back through them again. Here's the call from Hobart. Yes, it's Raven Eurovision, sort of. This is that's the largest of our ravens, and also the one with the deepest call, as you can hear. That is the Forest Raven. And congratulations to Sue from Hobart for getting in first with that one. Let's whip on round the ravens of Australia now to Adelaide and Melbourne. Bit of a shorter call, a bit more high pitched. That's the Little Raven. And Wendy McWilliams from Glen Waverley was the first one with that. Next up, it's our, and thank you, Wendy, for that that text. Next up, it's the caller for Perth, Canberra and Sydney. Oh, yes, quite high-pitched. And that long, drawn-out end to the phrase there, that's the so-called Australian raven, and that's the one that Rob from Canberra recognises. Good on you, Rob. That just leaves now our caller from Darwin and Brisbane. Let's have a listen. Yes, it's the shortest and the most clipped. It's the Teresian crow, which means I can congratulate Chris from Lismore, who correctly identified the Teresian crow. So we hope that gives you an appreciation of the diversity, the under-discussed diversity of crows and ravens in Australia. I'm not sure whether Background Briefing will be doing a special on that, but they should. There's a great range there. Absolutely fascinating stuff. If you're wondering what the difference is, ravens have a grey base to their black feathers, while crows tend to have a white base. Sometimes you can see that when the wind catches their feathers. So that's Corvid Chaos for Tweet of the Week. And I should add that we had an enormous response to today's Tweet of the Week. So thank you to everyone who texted in. Obviously, a lot of Radio National listeners know their regional bird calls. We'll keep it simple and go back to, I think, just one mystery caller for you next week on Sunday Extra, but no doubt you'll be picking those as well.